On the first Friday of every month, stores and restaurants in downtown State College stay open late and offer special events. First Friday is only a year old, but the planners hope to make it a State College tradition. WPSU's Eleanor Klibanoff gives us a tour.
It's a Friday night in State College. Pop on your party dress, pregame with your friends, and hit the bars before some late-night Canyon pizza. But what if you are not a college student? What if you are a young professional, an older couple, or parents looking for something to do with the kids? George Arnold of the Downtown State College Improvement District wants everyone to feel like...
hey, it's Friday night, where do you want to go? Let's head downtown State College. They've got something going on usually.
Which led him to start First Friday.
First Friday began by asking businesses to stay open late on the first Friday of each month, have something special going on in your business, and serve light refreshments.
The idea is to have something for everyone. A play at the State Theater, swing dancing at Commonplace Coffee Shop, a hot dog eating contest at the student bookstore. And on the street, there are musical acts like Eric Ian Farmer. October's first Friday was, unfortunately, also the first frigid day of fall. Farmer was braving the cold and rain with his guitar, but he didn't think many others would.
Are you expecting big crowds?
No.
Not too many people were hanging around outside, but the stores and restaurants saw good turnout. First Friday has been happening for just over a year now, and it's continuing to grow in size and popularity. But Arnold says it's these fall and winter weekends that test the strength of the tradition.
With this weekend, it's a no-brainer that folks will be in town for the football game, but we hope to give them a little bit of an exposure to First Friday in State College. And then they remember, you know, in later months, let's head back for this.
As the cold moves in, First Friday will scale down a bit. No more outdoor breakdancing, magicians, or pedicab rides. But the group is committed to having events the first Friday of every month. Rain, shine, snow, or football. Elaine Meter-Wilgus of Webster's Cafe says there will still be plenty of options.
As the weather gets colder outside, we're doing even more events inside. So we're looking forward to the next First Fridays over the next couple of months.
In October, Webster's mercifully warm cafe was hosting Friends and Farmers, a local food co-op. They were also showing the art of Misty Frederick Ritz, a local artist.
We have a new artist every month, and First Friday is traditionally when we have our reception. And often the pieces are for sale. A lot of times the artists are willing to commission things.
Many cities in Pennsylvania and nationwide have First Friday events. Arnold hopes that businesses, restaurants, and the arts community can come together to make State College's version a success.
Work our way over here.
Yeah, it's packed in here.
The Fraser Street Gallery was celebrating their one-year anniversary during October's First Friday. The space was packed with people, friends and neighbors talking with local artists. Owner Margot Volshin says First Friday helped the gallery get off the ground.
Well, at the very beginning, you know, nobody had heard of us yet, so it was sort of nice to be on the bill as part of the program. And we get a lot of, you know, guests and visitors and buyers and stuff, and it brings in a lot of people.
First Friday gives her gallery a lot of visitors. George Arnold is hoping it will have the same effect on the downtown itself. Eleanor Klibanoff, WPSU.